Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Friday, February 28th, 2014, and in today's podcast, we continue our discussion of revolution in Ukraine. News from Ukraine is mostly cloudy right now, but we can draw a few conclusions. During the violent protests in Ukraine's capital of Kiev, the duly elected president, Viktor Yanukovych, fled the capital and later appeared in Moscow under Russian protection. He is being flown around the country on Russian military aircraft with fighter escort. The U.S., through its press secretary, Jay Carney, said that the United States government no longer sees Yanukovych as president. But Mr. Yanukovych insists that he is still president. He is recognized by the Crimea, which is now apparently controlled by Russia and Russian troops. Russia will never voluntarily give up the Crimea. When he fled the capital, the Ukrainian parliament dismissed him by impeachment and secured the release of opposition leader Yulia Tymoshenko. Yulia spelled like Julia, except with a Y. Ukraine remains a divided country right now. This series of violent protests started when their president, Yanukovych, under pressure from Russia, financial pressure and other types of pressure, refused to sign a trade agreement with the European Union, a close alliance with the European Union. Many Ukrainians favor better relations with the EU, and so his refusal was seen as favoring the Russians over the western provinces of his own country. We are dealing with post-Soviet Union Ukraine, folks. Don't forget that. And the rise of a class of oligarchs who took control of state assets in Ukraine after the breakup of the Soviet Union, then got involved in politics to protect and consolidate their economic gains. Enter Yulia Tymoshenko that we mentioned earlier. She was born of immigrant parents, but was an intelligent, tough, hard-nosed businesswoman. She was able to parlay a little wealth from a business rumored to be pirate videos into a position in the gas industry in Ukraine, and later head of the largest gas company in Ukraine, where she controlled 20% of Ukraine's entire GDP. Thus, she became known as the Gas Princess, since she was a very attractive woman, the Gas Princess. From her career as the Gas Princess, she entered politics and was elected to parliament. She continued her ties to disgraced former Prime Minister Paolo Lazarenko, who I believe is still in federal prison in the state of California. See, he was involved in a $200 million scam that got carried over into the United States. The Gas Princess was named as an unindicted co-conspirator in his case. Her gas position allowed her to mix business with politics. Business with politics from an oligarch standpoint, I suppose. From Gas Princess, she evolved and transformed herself into Lady U. Politicians, they know her in Russia and in Ukraine as Lady U. Lady U was a reform-minded politician who was unleashing, she said, unleashing the Ukrainian economy. Finally, she was dismissed from government, arrested and imprisoned, where she joined the opposition and became a darling of the West. In fact, she set out most of this revolution in prison. As she emerges again from prison, she is prime minister and favoring the West-leaning reformers. Now enter Oleksandr Turchynov. As interim president, he was right-hand man to Lady U, and also, get this, folks, a Baptist pastor. He has been elected interim president until the presidential elections are held on May 25th. The European Baptist Federation released a statement about this man's appointment as interim president. Quote, "Joy and sadness overfills our hearts as we celebrate the news of the birth of a new Ukraine and grieve for the young men, students, and husbands who died for this to happen," end quote. One thing seems fairly certain. The West organized protests in Ukraine to orchestrate a coup against the elected government of a sovereign nation to provoke violent revolution on the border of a nuclear-armed country. Pretty gutsy, but that's the story. The story continues. Mr. Putin still mobilizing and has announced that Russia is planning to expand its permanent military presence outside its borders by placing military bases in Cuba, Vietnam, Venezuela, Nicaragua, the Seychelles, Singapore, and several other countries. Russia currently has only one base outside the former Soviet Union, that is Tartus in Syria. The bases will also be points of refueling for strategic bombers on patrol. Get that, folks, strategic bombers in Cuba again. Just when you think it can't get any crazier, you are always reminded that it can. How will all this end? Badly, I predict. Badly for us normal people. For politicians and oligarchs, maybe not so bad. At least that's the way I see it, folks. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.